If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Welcome to Pop Law Podcast, presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm still not your attorney. This is Pop Law Breakdown. Pop Law Breakdown is a segment of the show that breaks down the law related to the topic of our guest episodes. On the episode with Desiree LaSaucier, we discussed the disparities of media portrayal of athletes, the unjust detention of Brittany Griner, and the alleged fraud and embezzlement of welfare funds by Brett Favre. Now, let's look at the purpose of welfare funds and the elements of fraud and embezzlement. The proper name for welfare funds is TANF. The TANF Fund is Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, which is the cash assistance program formerly known as welfare. The TANF program is a workforce development and training program designed to help needy families achieve self-sufficiency through employment and training activities provided by the TANF workforce program. The TANF program, again, is for needy families with children so that they can live on their own, in their own home, and not the home of relatives. It is to end dependency of needy parents on government benefits through work, job preparation, and marriage. The program is also to promote the formation and maintenance of two-parent families. TANF supportive services also include assistance with children, child care, and transportation expenses. So based on the purpose of the TANF Fund, allocated money should not be used for any other purpose, especially not sports facilities. In Mississippi, this is extremely harmful because the average poverty rate is 18% compared to the American poverty rate being 11%. In Mississippi, the population is 33.8% Black, 27% Hispanic, 31% American Indian, and 13% white. So the misappropriation of these funds has significant effect on the communities of color. Now, under Mississippi law, let's talk about embezzlement and fraud. Under embezzlement, a person is guilty of embezzlement if they fraudulently embezzle or misappropriate money, securities, or property for their own use. Any person guilty of embezzlement of any goods, rights in action, money, or other valuable security, effects, or property of any kind with a value of over $25,000 shall be guilty of felony embezzlement. Upon conviction, shall be imprisoned in the penitentiary for not more than 20 years or fined not more than $25,000 or both. Under the Mississippi fraud law, any person having devised or intending to devise or defraud or obtain money or property or service or business services for any advantage by means of false or fraudulent pretenses, misrepresentations, or promises shall, upon conviction, be punished by a fine of not more than $10,000 or be imprisoned for not more than 5 years, or both. So under Mississippi law, it appears that if convicted of embezzlement and fraud, Brett Favre should be sentenced to, at minimum, 25 years in prison. While I wish prison on no one, punishments for crimes need to be equally implemented, whether on foreign or U.S. soil. Thank you for watching Pop Law Breakdown. Make sure that you tap into Pop Law Podcast on Instagram, subscribe to the Pop Law YouTube channel, listen on all streaming platforms through Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm still not your attorney. Disclaimer. This episode is strictly for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not meant to be construed as legal advice in any form.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.